Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. The European Commission formally submitted a proposal to create a universal charging solution for phones and small electronic devices. Earbuds, smartwatches, and fitness trackers would not have to use a charging standard due to size considerations. This proposal will now be debated by the European Parliament and national governments, which may suggest amendments. New York City lawmakers passed a series of bills designed to improve working conditions for app-based delivery workers. The bills would require restaurants to grant couriers access to bathrooms, provide minimum per-trip payments, let couriers set limits on routes, and guarantee access to full tips. The bills would also require apps to pay workers at least once a week. Grubhub and DoorDash have come out supporting the legislation. Microsoft announced a lot of new hardware at its Surface event this week. The Surface Pro 8 offers a redesigned body with thinner bezels, a larger 13-inch 120Hz touchscreen, and two Thunderbolt 4 ports, starting at $1,099.99. with an 11th-gen Intel Core i5 CPU. The new Surface Laptop Studio offers a hinge behind the middle of its 14.4-inch 120Hz screen, able to lay flat or at an angle. It can be equipped with up to an NVIDIA RTX 3050 Ti GPU. Starting configurations come with an Intel i5 and Xe graphics for $1,599.99. These are available for pre-order now, shipping October 5th. You can get more details and more coverage on all the Microsoft announcements this week at DailyTechNewsShow.com. An investigation by the Washington Post and the privacy software maker Lockdown found three popular iOS games sent phone data like internet address, phone storage, and volume level to outside ad companies, opening the door to fingerprinting specific devices to create unique identifiers even when Do Not Track was enabled. Overall, the investigation found Do Not Track did not decrease the total number of third-party trackers the apps reached out to. When contacted, Apple said it was investigating with the developers how they were using the data. Facebook's Ray-Ban Stories glasses attempt to warn others around the wearer that a recording is happening by using LEDs in the corner of the frames. Ireland's Data Protection Commission said Friday it has asked Facebook to demonstrate the effectiveness of the lights. Italy's privacy agency has also raised concerns about the lights. Netflix now offers a free mobile plan in Kenya, with approximately one quarter of its TV shows and movies available, aiming to spark growth in the African market. The free plan is only for Android phones and is ad-free. Anyone over 18 in Kenya can sign up for the free plan and no payment information is required. ZeniMax creative director Rich Lambert confirmed the next patch for Elder Scrolls Online MMO will make it the first title to feature NVIDIA's Deep Learning Anti-Aliasing, or DLAA. Unlike NVIDIA's DLSS, which runs at a lower resolution with AI upscaling for better performance, DLAA won't provide a performance boost. Rather, it uses AI to provide extra edge smoothing at native resolution. DLAA requires an RTX 2000 or RTX 3000 series card. Microsoft security team announced it discovered a phishing-as-a-service organization dubbed Bulletproof Link, which provides phishing services to cybercriminal organizations. Clients pay Bulletproof Link $800 to register, after which it provides built-in hosting for phishing URLs, email sending services, and collecting credentials from attacks. Bulletproof Links also maintains a separate store for new phishing email templates. Microsoft described the group as technically advanced. Twitter will open up in-app tipping to all users and is adding the ability to receive tips as Bitcoin. The tipping feature, which was previously limited to select users, also accepts Venmo, Cash App, Bandcamp, GoFundMe, and Brazil's PicPay. Tipping is available to all iOS users now and coming to Android over the next few weeks. The Wall Street Journal's sources say Apple is working on technology to diagnose depression and cognitive decline, using signals like facial expressions, speech, the pace and frequency of walks, sleep patterns, and heart and respiration rates. This work comes from research partnerships with UCLA and the pharmaceutical company Biogen. Apple reportedly aims to keep analysis of these conditions on device. PayPal began rolling out an updated mobile app in the US, which now includes direct deposit, bill pay, a digital wallet, peer-to-peer payments, shopping tools, and crypto capabilities. The company also announced a new high-yield savings account, PayPal Savings, will launch in the coming months in partnership with Synchrony Bank. General Motors will replace battery modules in recalled Bolt EVs and EUVs as early as October now that LG restarted production at two Michigan factories. LG worked with GM to improve quality assurance and instituted new manufacturing processes in order to provide confidence in the new supplies. GM will also launch a new diagnostic software package in the next 60 days, to be installed by dealers, which will detect specific abnormalities that may reveal a damaged battery. And Twitch and the National Music Publishers Association, or NMPA, reached a deal which could serve as a framework for a future music licensing agreement. Under the deal, Twitch will pay a financial settlement for past music use on its platform and provide NMPA members an opt-in deal, allowing for future collaborations to bring new facets to both the gaming experience and songwriter exposure. Twitch also created a new process for music rights holders to report unauthorized use, which will now see Twitch issue a warning to accounts rather than automatically suspending them. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.